2. Universal non-spiritual energy systems, physical energies. It is indeed difficult to find suitable words in the English language whereby to designate and wherewith to describe the various levels of force and energy, physical, mental, or spiritual. These narratives cannot altogether follow your accepted definitions of force, energy, and power. There is such paucity of language that we must use these terms in multiple meanings. In this paper, for example, the word energy is used to denote all phases and forms of phenomenal motion, action, and potential, while force is applied to the pre-gravity, and power to the post-gravity, stages of energy. I will, however, endeavor to lessen conceptual confusion by suggesting the advisability of adopting the following classification for cosmic force, emergent energy, and universe power, physical energy. 1. Space potency. This is the unquestioned free space presence of the unqualified absolute. The extension of this concept connotes the universe force space potential inherent in the functional totality of the unqualified absolute. While the intention of this concept implies the totality of cosmic reality, universes, which emanated eternity-wise from the never-beginning, never-ending, never-moving, never-changing Isle of Paradise. The phenomena indigenous to the nether side of Paradise probably embrace three zones of absolute force presence and performance: the fulcral zone of the unqualified absolute, the zone of the Isle of Paradise itself, and the intervening zone of certain unidentified equalizing and compensating agencies or functions. These three concentric zones are the centrum of the Paradise cycle of cosmic reality. Space potency is a plurality. It is the domain of the unqualified absolute and is responsive only to the personal grasp of the Universal Father, notwithstanding that it is seemingly modifiable by the presence of the primary master force organizers. Universa, space potency is spoken of as absoluta. 2. Primordial force. This represents the first basic change in space potency and may be one of the nether paradise functions of the unqualified absolute. We know that the space presence going out from nether paradise is modified in some manner from that which is incoming. But regardless of any such possible relationships, the openly recognized transmutation of space potency into primordial force is the primary differentiating function of the tension presence of the living paradise force organizers. Passive and potential force becomes active and primordial in response to the resistance afforded by the space presence of the primary eventuated master force organizers. Force is now emerging from the exclusive domain of the unqualified absolute into the realms of multiple response, response to certain primal motions initiated by the God of action and thereupon to certain compensating motions emanating from the universal absolute. Primordial force is seemingly reactive to transcendental causation in proportion to absoluteness. Primordial force is sometimes spoken of as pure energy. On universal we refer to it as segregata. 3. Emergent energies. The passive presence of the primary force organizers is sufficient to transform space potency into primordial force, and it is upon such an activated space field that these same force organizers begin their initial and active operations. Primordial force is destined to pass through two distinct phases of transmutation in the realms of energy manifestation before appearing as universe power. These two levels of emerging energy are: A. Puissant energy. This is the powerful directional, mass-movemented, mighty-tensioned, and forcible reacting energy. Gigantic energy systems set in motion by the activities of the primary force organizers. This primary or puissant energy is not at first definitely responsive to the paradise gravity pull, though probably yielding an aggregate mass or space directional response to the collective group of absolute influences operative from the nether side of paradise. When energy emerges to the level of initial response to the circular and absolute gravity grasp of paradise, the primary force organizers give way to the functioning of their secondary associates. B. Gravity energy. The now appearing gravity responding energy carries the potential of universe power and becomes the active ancestor of all universe matter. This secondary or gravity energy is the product of the energy elaboration resulting from the pressure presence and the tension trend set up by the associate transcendental master force organizers. In response to the work of these force manipulators, space energy rapidly passes from the puissant to the gravity stage, thus becoming directly responsive to the circular grasp of paradise, absolute gravity, while disclosing a certain potential for sensitivity to the linear gravity pull inherent in the soon appearing material mass of the electronic and the post-electronic stages of energy and matter. Upon the appearance of gravity response, the associate master force organizers may retire from the energy cyclones of space provided the universe power directors are assignable to that field of action. We are quite uncertain regarding the exact causes of the early stages of force evolution, but we recognize the intelligent action of the ultimate in both levels of emergent energy manifestation. Puissant and gravity energies, when regarded collectively, are spoken of on universa as ultimata. 4. Universe power. Space force has been changed into space energy and thence into the energy of gravity control. Thus has physical energy been ripened to that point where it can be directed into channels of power and may deserve the manifold purposes of the universe creators. This work is carried on by the versatile directors, centers, and controllers of physical energy in the grand universe, the organized and inhabited creations. These universe power directors assume the more or less complete control of 21 of the 30 phases of energy constituting the present energy system of the seven superuniverses. This domain of power energy matter is the realm of the intelligent activities of the sevenfold, functioning under the time-space over control of the supreme. On universa we refer to the realm of universe power as gravita. 5. Havonu energy. In concepts this narrative has been moving paradiseward as transmuting space force has been followed, level by level, to the working level of the energy power of the universes of time and space. Continuing paradiseward, there is next encountered a pre-existent phase of energy which is characteristic of the central universe. Here the evolutionary cycle seems to turn back upon itself. Energy power now seems to begin to swing back towards force, but force of a nature very unlike that of space potency and primordial force. Havonu energy systems are not dual, they are triune. This is the existential energy domain of the conjoint actor, functioning in behalf of the paradise trinity. On universa these energies of Havon are known as Triada. 6. Transcendental energy. This energy system operates on and from the upper level of paradise and only in connection with the Absinite peoples. On universa it is denominated Trinasta. 7. Monada. Energy is close of kin to divinity when it is paradise energy. We incline to the belief that monada is the living, non-spirit energy of paradise, an eternity counterpart of the living spirit energy of the original sun, hence the non-spiritual energy system of the universal father. We cannot differentiate the nature of paradise spirit and paradise monada. They are apparently alike. They have different names, but you can hardly be told very much about a reality whose spiritual and whose non-spiritual manifestations are distinguishable only by name. We know that finite creatures can attain the worship experience of the Universal Father through the ministry of God the Sevenfold and the Thought Adjusters. But we doubt that any sub-absolute personality, even power directors, can comprehend the energy infinity of the first great source and center. One thing is certain, if the power directors are conversant with the technique of the metamorphosis of space force, they do not reveal the secret to the rest of us. It is my opinion that they do not fully comprehend the function of the force organizers. These power directors themselves are energy catalyzers, that is, they cause energy to segment, organize, or assemble in unit formation by their presence. And all this implies that there must be something inherent in energy which causes it thus to function in the presence of these power entities. The Nebelin Melchizedek's long since denominated the phenomenon of the transmutation of cosmic force into universe power as one of the seven infinities of divinity. And that is as far as you will advance on this point during your local universe ascension. Notwithstanding our inability fully to comprehend the origin, nature, and transmutations of cosmic force, we are fully conversant with all phases of emergent energy behavior from the times of its direct and unmistakable response to the action of paradise gravity, about the time of the beginning of the function of the super universe power directors.